Confidence and Insecurity, written by Trice Laura, read by Smirking Cat. Summary. In the midst of a war, Ginny finds something she's actually afraid of, and right after that, finds something particularly wonderful. Author's notes. Dear Snowy Knight, I hope this has a proper balance of background angst and fluff for you. Happy holidays. Reader's notes. As promised, here is a gift for you from me. I wish you all the best for the future and everything, and I hope you can enjoy this little gift of mine. Confidence and Insecurity. Boom! It was only the lavatory on the hall outside of the ADA. Ginny refused to call it dark arts, even though she knew the defense part of the course had been lost with the start of the year. But it added a bit of chaos and distracted the carers from their instruction, and any break in what had already become the absolutely worst course at Hogwarts would help those poor first years in that classroom. Ginny curled herself tight into an alcove and waited for things to calm down so she could escape. When the hubbub died away, she took a cautious step out. "Hello, Ginny?" She jerked back, heart racing, wand already out. "Oh, Luna, you shouldn't do that." Luna didn't seem bothered by the wand brushing the tip of her nose. "I'm sorry, you're quite right. Was that you that dropped the dung bomb into the girls' toilet?" Ginny glanced down the hallway, first one way, then the other, then grabbed Luna and pulled her back into the alcove with her as she nodded. "That was me, but don't talk about it like that, right out in the open. What if one of them hurt you?" "They won't," Luna said calmly. "I'm wearing a bracelet my father gave me. It muddles the mind whenever you're near. Would you like to see?" Ginny didn't feel very muddled, but then she often wasn't sure what to think about much of what Luna said. It didn't keep them from being friends, however, and she strangely trusted that if Luna thought it would work against the carers, then it would work. "That's all right," she said. Luna twisted her hand in Ginny's, tangling their fingers together. "It doesn't work on you because we're touching. It's quite potent, really. It's made of inverted lapis." Her thumb lightly brushed against Ginny's palm. "If we weren't touching, you would be quite muddled, I assure you." Ginny wasn't so certain now, because it seemed as if the longer she stood there, with Luna pressed in close, the more muddled her mind was becoming. She blinked, licking her lips, watching Luna speak. Luna cooked her head. "Is everything all right, Ginny?" Ginny shook her head. "Not really. I'm dizzy." And confused, and wondering why her heart hadn't stopped racing yet. They were safe. No one was going to find them here, and still she felt like she needed to bolt, right now. "I don't think I've ever seen you look quite so nervous," Luna observed. Her own hand came up, lightly touching the frown creasing Ginny's forehead. "You're the bravest girl I know. You've been doing horrible things to the Death Eaters since we came here. And even though they might catch you any moment, you don't let up." "You've been doing that too?" Ginny's voice shook, and she swallowed hard, tongue darting out to wet dry lips. "You're just as brave as me." "Am I?" Luna's fingers trailed over Ginny's skin, sliding down over her cheek to her jaw, tracing the line of her lips. "I think we are brave in different ways. You act, but I believe. It's really quite different."
"Oh?" Ginny couldn't breathe. Any second now, she was going to be falling over. She was sure of it, and Luna could have to catch her. Perhaps help her breathe. Oh, that was a thought. The idea of Luna needing to press her mouth against Ginny's and help her breathe. It stole Ginny's breath away. Luna smiled.
"I believe this is possible, Ginny. Go on. Act."
Ginny's eyes fluttered close as she swayed closer, acting on the thought. Her mouth barely brushed Luna's lips at first, and she felt as if someone had set a spark over her. She leaned closer, trying again, tasting her more thoroughly this time, tongue darting out, teasing uncertainly.
"Don't be afraid,"
Luna murmured, hand fit to Ginny's hip, holding them both still there in the alcove, hidden from the rest of the world. Ginny could place traps, set off dung bombs, and try to bring down an empire. But this simple act of kissing a girl terrified her. But moment after moment she eased, relaxing and enjoying it, luxuriating in this thing she had never expected to find in the midst of a war. She felt Luna smile and answered with one of her own, still kissing her softly. It ended with them leaning forehead to forehead. Ginny sighed happily.
"I believe in us,"
Luna murmured softly, her breath warm against Ginny's cheek. And just like that, no matter what else went on around them, Ginny believed in them, too.